Third parak of Sukkah, Mishnah Yigimim. In the time of the Beit HaMikdash, even if the first day of Yom Tov would come out on the Shabbos, they would still take the Luluf. That was the one day of Shabbos would fall out on the first day of Yom Tov, they would take the Luluf on Shabbos. If it fell out on other days, then the Gzeir of not taking the Luluf on Shabbos would be intact. So it seems to be that this minig was not only the Beit HaMikdash itself, but also in the areas around the Beit HaMikdash, outside of the Beit HaMikdash also, they also would take it on the first day. So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechol Yis V'Shabbos. If Shabbos came out on the first day of Yom Tov, Kol Amal Lichem is the Beit HaKnesses. We're talking about after the Beit HaMikdash, and any place where the Shluchim came to and they knew that this was the first day of Yom Tov, they would take the Lulav on Shabbos, but they would bring it to Shul in advance so they didn't have to carry it. The next morning, everyone would go to shul, recognize it, have a meal, and take it. Because Chazal said that has to be lochem. The first day, the lulav and the other avamidim have to belong to you. So they have to recognize their own one, because if they take a friend's one, it is not his lulav. After the first day, one can be yoytzi with the lulav of his friends. So if you see a lulav in the shul, the halach is you're allowed to take it. Because we assume that a person is happy that someone else has a mitzvah with his avamina, but the first day you can't make a bracha because he wasn't machnet to you. The other days you can make a bracha on it.